Think about it. When was the last time you flirted? Really flirted with your partner?
Last night.
You did?
Yeah, I said, Carol, do you want to get that thing out of the drawer?
Oh my gosh.
It's not flirting.
It's not?
No, it is flirting. It's yeah, it's dirty
is
flirting.
It?
That's yeah. not flirting.
That's yeah, not it
is.
Just
being
flirting.
Sexual.
Yes, that it's, is.
But flirting
can
be
that
sexual.
Is not flirting.
You want to get that thing out of the drawer? That's not flirting.
100% chance he didn't say it like that.
Oh, he's like,
flirting can be sexual.
He's like, Carol,
he's
get
like,
it out of the
Carol,
drawer.
I'm
Hurry
done.
Up
get
already.
The thing out of the drawer.
Right. Yeah. No, I can't please you. Get the robot.
I'm finished. Your turn.
I guess I can't do anything.
No, does it have batteries?
I know that you probably want that thing. So I said, hey, what do you think? Do you think you want to get that thing out of the drawer?
That's not flirty.
That's
I think it is.
That's not flirty.
No?
Flirting is a sexual connotation at
yes,
times.
Yes, flirting happens when you're not already in
We weren't
the situation.
In. We weren't in the situation. That's why
oh,
I wanted
you just
to get
asked
in.
Her in the
I think
kitchen?
That's like less flirty and more like trying to initiate sex.
Yes,
time.
That's not. You're already in the moment. You're already there. That's not flirting.
Jason, as someone who disagrees with you a lot, and I heard some of the horrible things you said about me when I went here.
Remember
yesterday.
That.
I remember that. And I have such
not just me.
I have such empathy for you, because I'm not a narcissist. But I would say that's flirting. It might not be the way you flirt, but it's
under
flirting.
What criteria?
You're being flirtatious. You're being saying, hey, you can get that. Now, it might be caveman-like in a way, but it's...
Squid,
mm-hmm.
since you are
Sorry.
Just now joining us.
Yeah, walked in late.
We're talking about...
Welcome to the show.
Flirting with your significant other. And Jason said that he flirted just last night by saying to Carol, hey, want to get that thing out of the drawer.
Talking about
the
her,
night, the
her
nice
own,
stand.
Her own.
Mm-hmm. Is that flirting?
For them to use together.
Do you consider that flirting?
It depends on how you delivered it.
Well, you know it wasn't like that.
Well, that's
okay,
true.
Okay, thank you, Katie, for assuming.
What?
I think
we all assume.
This is
like,
exactly
hey, Carol,
how
okay.
I said it. Carol, do you want to get that thing out of your drawer?
A little whisper.
That's
so you hadn't started at all. Nothing.
It's not the way I would go about it, but
I think
flirting.
No, he may have said it in a flirtatious manner, but that is not a flirt.
Okay. All right.
You said it flirtatiously. Like I could look at Jared and be like, hey, you want to go drink some Diet Dr. Pepper?
I think you're flirting with me.
Yeah.
Because
of how I said it. Because of how I said it.
And I would say yes.
I think it might be flirting.
I know the way to this man's heart.
Okay. I think this might be the issue. I think it might be an issue here.
All right, we'll give an example okay. that is maybe more mainstream.
I think an idea or the idea of flirting is being playful with each
like,
other or
I can't wait to see you later.
Joking around or yeah, like
joking around.
Yeah.
Well, the Oxford Dictionary defines flirting as to behave as though attracted to or trying to attract someone, but for amusement rather than serious intentions.
Flirty.
Okay.
It's flirty.
Okay.
But mm-hmm. So
you're,
then you're saying.
I flirt every day then.
You're saying then if you like flirt with a girl, then you should really never, somebody else shouldn't be upset with you because it was for more of an amusement.
That's what you can start saying.
Yeah.
Like,
that's what I am.
There's your out.
Dictionary.
That's my out.
And if you're flirting with somebody and they're like, hey, let's take the next level, like,
gay.
This is for amusement only.
Yes.
Seriously.
What, are you insane?
No.
Did you misread this so badly?
I'm putting my foot down right here. I'm saying absolutely not.
You know,
no,
it says,
I can't
no. Oh, in fact, you're not alone, Matt. It's the Cambridge Dictionary says to behave.
Don't. We have cameras.
I'm about to lose it. I can't speak today. To behave, I have to slow it down, as if you are interested in someone, but not in a serious way. So we can start flirting all the time now.
There's only one left. What's Merriam-Webster had to say about it?
Yeah.
No. Okay.
If it's for amusement and like kind of jokey, then I flirt every day.
With your partner.
Yeah, because I'm constantly joking. And it's,
uh-huh.
And, or if I say something, I specifically say something to try to get her to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, there I know will, or maybe even irritate to a certain degree.
Yep, I could see that.
Yeah. But you're like flirting. Like, mm-hmm. you know, it's the thing that will kind of, yeah.
Yeah, and I think there's a very fine line because often it gets crossed and misconstrued, Jason.
I'm looking.
Like if you're flirting with the woman, let's just say, Jared, you're going into the grocery store and you're flirting and the cashier happens to be a woman, inappropriate.
Right.
It's just for amusement.
But it is a fine line. Because I think there have been times where people thought I was flirting.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, no, I'm saying the
joking.
Same joke I would say to if you were a male grocery person.
I do think that's kind of a caveat of flirting is that there is the way that you could skew it to be like, I'm not trying to do anything. Like, it is kind of innocent.
Oh,
like,
okay.
What Jason said, and do you want to get the thing out of the drawer, is definitely sexual.
Okay, uh-huh. Matt. Yeah.
Okay, you're right.
Just
Matt.
For the a reference, if you peel the onion, dig
okay,
deeper.
Shrek.
One of the definitions as a noun is playful behavior intended to arouse sexual interest.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So you just single-handedly eliminated your excuse for flirting with anybody.
Yeah.
I eliminated the excuse.
Dang, contradiction.
But what I did was.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I'm back. Trust me, I was right.
I'm not a good flirt anyways. But the excuse that the original intent of me saying, hey, do you want to get the thing out of the drawer? That would be considered flirting.
You legit just played both sides of the field. You defended both sides.
Because that's what I was told. I just read this.
That's the Goodman special.
You just saw it happen live in front of us.
Right, because I just read this.
I know.
I didn't play both sides.
I just read.
This is what I've been told.
I'm following you.
This joke is only for a few people, but Jason is a walking parlay. And anybody who bets kind of gets what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I don't even bet, and I get
putting stuff everywhere. Try this.
It's all going to hit.
It's going to be right somewhere.
We're going to hit something.
Sorry, I know it's not for the masses, but... Makes me laugh.
The reason you should be flirting with your partner every chance you get is because it leads to a happier relationship.
Yeah.
That's why. Mm-hmm. After being together for a while, you could feel like you lose some of the spark. When Matt was just saying about how, you know, it's like you can deliver a flirty thing, but then it goes either way where you're like, I wasn't flirting. I think that's the butterflies. You know, like those are kind of the things where you're like, testing the water and you're just seeing, but you say it in a way that was like, oh, I'm not flirting with you. Mm-hmm. Those are some of the fun parts of your relationship, the playful things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it's important to understand that the small actions like flirting with your significant other have huge effects in the grand scheme of things. So that flirting increases self-confidence within a relationship, and both people in the relationship stated that flirting helped maintain intimacy and reduced tensions. For me, when my husband and I are like that, I feel more emotionally connected to him, which then in turn makes me want to do it more.
Okay, so let me ask you something, because I think I do flirt, and I don't think Carol flirts with me necessarily. I don't.
I can see that.
Because I'll walk by and she'll be like, I don't know, wearing something. I'm like, woo, oh my gosh, I got to leave the room. Like that.
That's flirty.
That is flirty.
That's flirty.
I have never heard Carol go, oh my God. Like, usually it's like, what's on your chin?
Do you have sunspots?
I don't see any flirtiness.
Is that a skin tag? Like, thanks, Carol.
Skin tag.
What's on your chin?
These are all things we either saw or talked about off the air.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Yes, of course.
What would you like to hear from your wife? If you were to say, this is exactly what would really do it for me, for my wife to flirt with me, what would you want her to do?
Well, I'm not exactly sure, but I would say any possible positive physical contact physical
compliment
in the last 20 years.
Oh, okay.
Oh. 20 years. What if she says something like, hey, Jason, size doesn't matter. Wink.
Well, okay. Let me. The closest I've ever got, I guess, to Carol's flirting is when she says it's the perfect fit.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay. I mean, great compliment.
Okay.
Great compliment.
I don't know if that's flirty.
Right. But that's Goldie not really flirty.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Dainty little foot in the glass.
Goldilocks.
Yeah.
This one's too big.
It's not too hot or not too cold.
So flirt with your person today. If you haven't been doing it, start today.